This is the Cal NEH American English Dialect Recordings Collection, produced with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Center for Applied Linguistics. This is tape number 8, side A.
How do you ever earn any extra money?
Well, down at Miss Skelly's, I cut some yards sometimes and get in the cold, get quarter bucket, 1 little gallon bucket, and you know, regular coal bucket, get 50 cents, and you know, and shovel snow in the winter time, throw odds and ends, she pays reasonable.
What's the most you ever earned at any one time?
$50.
Well, what'd you do to get that?
Well, I had to work and, you know, help this boy. He's a carpenter. I carried about 1,000 bricks, and that's the truth. I carried about 1,000 bricks for him.
And what was he using the brick for?
He was making a house over in Montcalm.
Did you help him lay any of the bricks?
I mix up cement and carry bricks.
Good. Well, what are some of the games you and your buddies like to play, Don?
Well, we like to play football.
What other games?
Once in a while we'll play hand grenades, get old rotten sticks and throw each other in the back with them, you know, and they're dead. And we like to play sometimes hide and go seek and chase and basketball and softball and stuff like that.
You ever play that game called Block Can?
Uh-uh.
Where you put the can down, one boy kicks it, everybody goes and hides.
Uh-uh.
And then if he catches them, say you might holler, Block Can for Donald. Then you're caught, you come in. And you might holler, Block Can for William. And he's caught and he comes in. And then while you are standing around, some other boy might come slipping up and kick the can, and then you all get to go hide. Have you and your buddies ever camped out all night?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Tell about one of them.
Well, one night we was camping out, and, you know, it was getting a little bit high, and this boy got mad, and they started messing around, and I was in there trying to go to sleep because I was tired and sleeping, you know, and they was out there fighting. And this boy grabbed a great big old cinder block about like that and threw that in on me. And boy, I was a hollering, oh, help. And old Bill and them came in and they started arguing around. And one night we was in there and we kept seeing this light going up to stripper. And we kept looking out there at it. Then finally, it started coming up the bank. Heck, you know, that was when UFOs was, you know, post being seen. And we thought it was UFOs. We had a BB gun up our shooting, had rocks up our throwing, had our knives out, and we was all shook up. He came up through there, and he had his helmet. See, that man was gigging, but we didn't know it. And see, he was behind a rock. And he's shining that flashlight, and we couldn't see the man. And we were scared he finally came up there, and he hollered or something. And he came up there, and we started talking.
Well, do you usually take something to eat with you when you go on a camping trip?
Yeah, we usually take pork and beans.
And do you take something? Blankets, something to sleep under?
Yeah, we take blankets, sometimes sleep bags. Oh yeah, and one time we were sleeping at the church, we didn't feel like going up out of the cabin, and we had a little bit of gas thrown on the floor for it, get it going. So I said, they said, put some gas on the floor to keep it going a little bit. I put the gas on there, and the jug caught on fire. The boy, I threw that jug down like that. And old Billy's in a sleeping bag, you know, sleeping. And that gas went over on that sleeping bag and the fire went over. Oh, you would have seen old Billy jumping out of that sleeping bag. Well, oh, go help me, help me, help me. And Eugene, you know that boy, he, a piece of something flew in his eye, and he shook me up too. He said he put his eye out, and you know, he told a lie. He said, "Boy, don't tell nobody you put my eye out. We'll just keep it a secret." You know, I thought really he put his eye out. I put his eye out, and I like never went to sleep at night. And next morning, he said, "Don, you didn't put my eye out there. It went out for about 5 minutes." And I said, "You dirty thing, you."
But he got gas in it.
No, it was a piece of hot stuff came out of that jug, plastic jug.
But he felt like it was put out. Don't you ever build a tree house?
Yeah, one time me and my little brother and Ricky McKnight, we was building this tree house. We went about 10, 11, you know, we didn't know how to do nothing. And we got up there and we was building a tree house. We didn't have nothing to build it with. We got old nails and old beat up lumber and trying to build one with our tree house was slaying it down, boy. And we didn't get the top bit on or nothing because it was just, couldn't build it. We didn't know how.
But you could use it.
No, we couldn't. It'd fall in.
But it's what if somebody ain't got hurt on it, isn't it? What are some of your TV programs, Don, that you like to watch?
Bone with Pile and Move It On. I like seeing and Move It On. I like seeing get under and changing gears in that trailer truck. And I like to watch Little House on the Prairie. Once in a while, Walt Disney have a good program on. I like it pretty good. And I like
Can you tell one of these programs you saw? Main parts of
them. One time I on Little House on the Prairie, they moved to a different place, and the old man, you know, he acted like Santa Claus when they first came, you know, on the Little House on the Prairie. He acted like Santa Claus. He brought the little kids some toys, and they was in he was in the city. The Little House on the Prairie people, they was in town. And that old man was in there getting drunk, trying to fight everybody, and they took him home. And they want, his wife, Little House on the Prairie's wife and stuff, they want him to get married. And they found the male woman. And that old man, he started singing Old Man Tucker. And an old woman thought he was crazy or something. He was out there working at the pump house one day. And, you know, he found this old moonshine jug. And he'd fill it up with water, and that woman thought he was drinking moonshine. Then one day, while he was over there washing his face, that woman came over and popped that jug and took a drink of it. And every time a man and woman would see each other, that man say, "Here, you want a drink?" And everybody be watching. Look funny and weird and all.
Do you ever watch The Waltons?
Nah, we don't get no channel 6 or 6.
Oh, well, that comes on, I think, 7. Of all the Christmas presents you ever received, what was your most favorite one?
Well, really, my favorite one was a double-barrel BB gun.
Can you tell about it?
See, when I first got it, I was mad at it because I didn't know how to cock it. And Billy showed me how you had to, down there at the stalk part, it broke apart and cocked. And you could set two cans, beer cans or pop cans, it'd go right through it.
Where'd you ever get a beer can at?
Well, that's a lot of beer cans laying up in that hall. That's where everybody goes up there and gets a little drunk. And that's a little bit of kind today.
You mean people up there drink beer?
Yeah.
What brands do they mostly drink, Donald?
Fall City and Blue Ribbon.